Hey folks, welcome to this special abbreviated edition, a one-hitter, a dog walker, if you will, of the Infused Show.
I am of Infused.
You can see it's not our normal setup, but Francesca, Mike, and I are here, and something happened this week we felt we had to respond to.
Yeah.
We had to respond to something. Being the show from Delaware, Tuesday, guys, we were all in different places. And I wanted to be together because I wanted to talk to you so badly. When the headline came out around midday, Governor Carney vetoes marijuana bill.
Yeah, it's really not, it's not surprising. He kind of tipped his hand a little bit when he was saying, my position on it hasn't changed, when he was interviewed about it before he actually wrote the veto. But it's still disappointing because you have one guy who is elected to represent the interests of the state, and instead he is preserving and protecting his own preconceived notions, his beliefs, whatever it is that's driving his decision is not the will of the people that he's supposed to be serving. So that's what I find incredibly frustrating. It's like, I'm sick in general, I think we all are, of elected officials not doing their jobs. And this is just the newest and closest to home incident of that for us.
Yeah, I agree, Francesca. I think it is close to home. This one's 40 miles away in a small state, so everything's close to home. And it hits home for me personally because it is the will of the people. The General Assembly heard what the people wanted to do. They passed it, and to have one person derail it for the reasons given to me were flimsy. And the reasons given, in my opinion, other states have already addressed and resolved and found evidence to support why his reasons aren't valid reasons.
Yeah.
And so I felt that the unsubstantiated reason for the veto, in my mind, was perhaps the most disappointing part for me.
Yeah, I think that's the big problem here. Use the personal pronouns. He's talking about my view, his view. And then I read that phrase, you know, while all these things, I do not believe. This point, I don't care what you believe, dude.
Right.
Cannabis isn't something you believe in or not.
This isn't a dragon.
It's true, right. It's not a unicorn. It's not a dragon. It's not Santa Claus. It's a fact. And we have the facts on this plant and the use of this plant and what it does for an economy, what it does for people that use it. And still, nothing. So I guess if facts can't change minds, that's incredibly frustrating because then we're dealing with something that we can't ever overcome because it's paranoia or fear or insecurity or monopolization or something else is driving that decision.
And that's where you just touched on where my mind went to after I read the information, which is there's other factors because it can't be what he said the factors are.
Yeah.
So I immediately look at, okay, so what are the other factors? What are the other influencers that are getting in the way of him accepting this and passing this? And so immediately the first thing, and we've talked about this before, the state-approved monopoly of the three cannabis enterprises that are in the state, protecting them is one that, in my personal opinion, immediately jumps to the forefront of suspicious behavior.
Yes.
And then you have to wonder, like, all right, what's the other lobby that could be in his ear or in his pocket? Could it be tobacco, alcohol, pharma? Powerful factions, law enforcement. And so there's a lot of factors at play, and perhaps it's a combination of those three or four factors, but there is certainly more that has to be involved in the decision beyond just, we're not sure what it's going to do for
the youth.
For the youth
and long-term effects.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's the most in...
I think that's where we all get a little upset, is that there was a lack of, I think, sincerity about this entire thing. Because even Mike goes into that, talking about the three businesses, when you say, well, you know, I support what we did with decriminalization. Of course you do. Of course you do. And then to say, I'm going to continue to support our medical marijuana industry in this state. Industry?
Monopoly.
Aren't there more active Bennigans in the Northeast than there are dispensaries?
It's a close race.
I mean,
there might be.
I'm getting frustrated with this, man. We did the work.
Yeah.
We lobbied. We tried to change hearts and minds, as Steve Van Zandt would say. We did the work, and then one dude.
Right.
That's where I'm
And he's going against bipartisan approved legislation. Mm-hmm. He's going against the 60% approval that recreational cannabis has in the state. So I don't understand how it's okay for him to just say no. It's like suddenly it's a parent-child relationship instead of a representative relationship.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, nope, dad says no.
Yeah. And what happened 2 days later? Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Rhode Island just passes.
That's right.
With a great setup, too.
Yeah.
Excellent setup.
So
what's next? I mean, this goes back to General Assembly, right? And they can
vote
again.
They can override his veto.
And I'm not certain on this, but I believe I read that if they override it, he would be the first governor since 1979
I believe so. To
have a veto overridden, which is a clown of a resume for him to go into that dubious distinction.
Dubious distinction, nice.
I don't know how else to describe it. That's embarrassing. That's like
true.
A massive smudge on his resume
yeah.
as a governor, is to be the first guy since... You weren't even born then, I don't think.
Nope. It's such a disappointment. It's super frustrating. And what I think I resent about it a lot is this pearl clutching about it. This faux concern, or this concern. I'm not calling his concern phony, but I think it's at the very least incredibly misplaced and incredibly mythical in any kind of substance. And so if you don't have a concern that's actually for a real cause, you have to look at who's being hurt by continuing to only allow a medical market in this state. And it's people that need easier access to cannabis. We have an opioid crisis still, even if it's not in the headlines anymore. Yeah. We know that cannabis has a positive effect when battling opioid addiction. We know, and he likened marijuana smoking to cigarette smoking. I was like, this just exposes how ill-informed you are.
Right.
So it's like you're hurting people, you know, older populations that are getting into cannabis. You are hurting people that are sick and don't have qualifying medical conditions for cannabis but could still benefit from it. You're hurting the state's economy. You're hurting a lot of the social equity, these opportunities for advancement. There's so much more damage being done through continuing to withhold recreational markets than there is from legalizing it.
And I mean, I'll go total NWO here. I'm going to have a real problem when I see the governor marching in the Memorial Day parade this coming Monday. And look at the big roadblock that's still there for veterans who are suffering from PTSD. But let's give them 4 or 5 pills.
Good point.
And there's a hypocrisy there that I don't educate yourself, man. Or read some of the stuff that's been published and look at some of the work that's been done. It's really going to frost me when I see that.
That's a strong point. That's a strong point. And you touched on the tax part of it. I mean, so people are going to buy. They're going to drive over to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. New Jersey is clapping their hands.
Yeah.
Because there's millions of dollars of tax revenue that are going to go in their pocket, as well as the black market is going to continue to thrive in
Delaware.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's another area that... For a state that was first to legalize table gaming and casinos.
Yeah.
In our whole area, Delaware is a first. And they benefited with millions of dollars of revenue from that. But they don't want to take the same step for cannabis. There's an inconsistency in thought process that is just alarming. And it just points to me that there's a lot of other factors there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Yes, we're not looking too good this week here in the first state.
Fighting mad.
and I should probably say we look like we're on the skeletal remains of the Infused set because we're actually heading out on the road next week.
Yes, we are going to New York. We will be at the Cannabis World Congress Business Expo June 2nd through the 4th. So if you happen to be in Manhattan near the Javits Center, you can catch us there, learn more about the cannabis business and industry.
We are also hosting an event at Rudy's Bar and Grill on Thursday night. So if you're in Manhattan, please come by. We'd love to meet you.
We'd love to buy you a drink and get your free hot dog.
Get your free hot dog. Put
Rudy's
you right,
does it right
in the middle of a Steely Dance song. We'll see you at Rudy's when you're very high. Look, guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah.
We wanted to at least air our grievances today. Maybe not in a formal show, but this dog walker felt pretty good.
I liked it. Good idea, man.
Had to get this thing out. All right, guys. Francesca, Mike, Frankie Fifth here. I'm going to see you guys in Manhattan, right?
You will.
Have a happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Thank you to everyone who served and sacrificed for our country. We'll be thinking of you all weekend. But we're going to catch you next time. The Infuse Show is heading to Manhattan. We'll see you next time from Delahoo, Delawatt, Delaware.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Are you looking for the next great cannabis business to invest in? Then you need to check out the MJ Bulls podcast. Hi, I'm Dan Humiston. Join me each week as I speak to both cannabis entrepreneurs who are raising capital and cannabis investors who are investing capital. Our 10-minute episodes are perfect for the busy investor. Start listening to the MJ Bulls podcast today, wherever you listen to podcasts, and who knows, maybe you'll discover the next cannabis unicorn.